Blog Talk Radio.
Can you believe it? It's been like 5 weeks we haven't been on the air. From one reason to another, between being sick with the flu to falling asleep one night to the computer crashing to the holidays. And here we are on a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night.
I actually fell asleep and almost didn't make it.
That's because you're old.
I know. We got to start doing this show like at 4. We got to have like the blue light special or something.
No. I'm still drinking beer at 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it has to be when I'm home.
We are glad you can join us again here on a Sunday night. We're going to try to do this every Sunday evening for a while.
Yep.
Until you start doing your farmers markets again, whatever that. When do you start farmers markets, by the way, John?
Probably April. Yeah, probably April.
Okay.
Well, no, we got some major announcements. We have some major announcements on the DEF CON front, too. I'll tell you what.
Oh, well, then wait. You know what? Wait, we have to do this. We have to do this the right way. Don't start yet because we have to do your... There you go. Okay, go ahead. Give your announcements.
There we go. Oh, man, I do miss this lead-in music. We have really done something big here. It's 15 years in the making almost with the DEF CON people. We have a lot of Canadian clientele, and the Canadian clientele will be happy to know that we're going to be Canada-wide in a major way. Give it about 2 or 3 weeks. It's going to be something really interesting. Endorphin Farms is working on us with all of this. It's going to be something huge, and it's about freaking time. So there's that. There's the fact that I got over the flu. Man, last week sucked. I thought I was going to throw up my own mouth numerous times. Did not do it. But I'm back about 90%. This is great. Never really went on any major medications or anything like that. Just pretty much sucked in my own balls and then marched through the storm. So here we is.
Wait! You sucked on your balls? Know what you just said?
My own balls. See, I'm young enough where I'm virile enough where I'm still quite flexible.
Okay, good for you. It's you know.
Yeah, nice. And
DEF CON,
I'm not done yet. You put Superman on, let Superman finish. So, but anyway, we are also running a 30% off sale right now till pretty much the weekend, till next weekend. 30% off all individual items, including the jerkies, the dry rubs, the wing sauces, all that stuff. So come grab it. And there it is. I'm done.
All right.
See,
well, I can turn off your music. I'm still stuck on the fact that you said you were sucking your own balls. I think that's what you said.
I was so goddamn sick that I had to suck on my own balls. Yeah, it was that bad. It was actually that bad. Didn't really want to leave the house after I found that I could still do it.
All right. So this 30% off sale you're having, where can they find that?
Yes.
Is it DEFCONSauces.com?
DEFCONSauces.com. Yeah, baby. Same as it ever was. It's almost like a Talking Heads song. Yeah, it's same as it ever was.
Yeah, you do sound sick, by the way. So how was your holidays?
Which one?
I don't know. We had several. Hanukkah. How was Hanukkah?
We did. New Year's. Well, you can't hide from it. So that happened. I think I was asleep by like 11:30. Christmas went well, and then now we're here.
All right. So I have really nothing to tell other than we've got 28. Food news stories. So I figure, okay, if you just do simple math, if we do 2 minutes per story, 2 times
right.
28 is 56 minutes. So
you have not lost it yet. You still got it, bud. You still got it.
Yeah, we cannot tarry here because you know we're going to take longer than 2 minutes per story. So
you can do it.
Without further ado. Oh, wait a minute. We've got to play our Get Smart. We're going to get smart about food news.
Oh, you're going to do this again?
Everybody.
Oh, God.
But tonight I'm not going to play the whole song because 55 seconds is way too long and we don't have a lot of time on our hands here. Okay, so...
Oh my God!
I know. Are you
ready? Oh! As a happy side note,
yeah.
I hit level 39 in Pokemon.
Oh Jesus!
Oh yeah.
You know what? I do not understand Pokemon. I never will.
You don't have to.
And what was that noise in the background?
That was Pokemon. I just laid out an incense, so that means I'm going to be catching stuff while we're talking. And you'll be able to hear it.
Okay. I can't wait.
All right. Oh, one just popped up.
For those of you who are just joining us for the first time, if you would like to call in, our number is 714-242-5272. You can call in and talk about anything you'd like to talk about. We're going to start with our food news. And he's gonna play Pokemon over there. Okay. Are we ready? John.
We are ready.
Are you an Amazon with the Pokemon? Are you an Amazon Prime member, John?
My wife is.
Okay. Well, did you know that you can select same day or one day shipping from Whole Foods in select markets? I'm not sure if it's in New Jersey yet. But
and that means you'll get your asparagus water on time.
The service extends to select Whole Foods 365 brand products, meat and alcohol, with a 2-hour delivery service. There's a minimum
nothing
purchase
like drunken
of $35.
Meat.
There's a minimum purchase of $35 on qualifying items available for same day and one day shipping. So
$35. $35. That's 1 pound of ground beef.
You'll be able to get same day or
it's free range ground beef. It looks really weird. Ground beef looks really weird running around the corral, but it's free range ground beef. Picture that.
Only at Whole Foods.
Only
okay.
At Whole Foods.
Only
what
Whole
are those crunchy
Foods.
Things? Well, that's the dirt. It was free range. It got some dirt in its consistency.
Okay.
Don't mind the wait staff.
Story number two, giant eagles. Do you have giant eagles out there in New Jersey?
No, we have very small ones.
Giant Eagle Supermarket. Do you have giant eagles?
I don't
supermarket?
Even know what that is. Okay.
Okay, well, Giant Eagle.
Yeah, we don't have Red Lions either because this is one of those blue states. We have, like, drowned lions.
Giant Eagle is having a big run on Green Breads because it's become very popular. Consumers aren't.
Did you say green bread?
Bread. Green bread.
Did you say green bread?
No, grain. Grain. Grain.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Consumers aren't looking to abandon bread. They're looking for healthier versions of bread at Giant Eagle.
Oh.
And yes, they're coming out with what's called better for you baked goods and smaller portions, and they're gaining in popularity in supermarkets and bakeries.
Okay, so how small is the bread now?
I have no idea why I chose this story, but anyway, it's about eating healthier.
I'm looking for a reason myself, but that's fine.
In fact, skip this damn story.
Thank you. See that? 56 minutes is right around the corner, folks.
Okay. Story number three. I don't understand why I even chose that story. It has something to do with...
I have no idea. It might have been, you're eating free-range ground beef with the booze.
I can't even read my own writing here. Something about grain bread. Consumers aren't sure it matters. Let's go to story.
You're writing in cuneiform again. All right, going back to your natural tone. Go ahead.
Japan. For all of our listeners in Japan. By the way, speaking of Japan.
I was going to ask.
Speaking of Japan. Back 5 weeks ago, believe it or not, Japan was our number 4 country listening into our show, and China was number 5.
Now watch out. There might be some collusion.
There might be. In Japan, retail prices for lettuce, cabbage, and Chinese cabbage, which I think is funny, Chinese cabbage in Japan, and
has
doubled in the last week as of December 2017, compared with average prices for the same period over the previous 5 years. And you question maybe why is that happening? Do you want to know why?
I with bated breath. What do you got?
The upswing in the winter vegetable prices was attributed to Typhoon Lin. You know, it's like a hurricane, but it's called typhoon, followed by cold.
Yes, it starts with a T. That's correct.
So the prices have doubled for lettuce, cabbage, Chinese cabbage, and radish since last year in 2017 compared to the average prices of last year in Japan. So what that means is if you're in Japan, your chop suey is going to cost twice as much.
Stormy weather.
Oh my God, these are boring stories.
Well, you know, if
you're
talking about typhoons, that whole story blows, dude.
It does blow. All right, here we go. Let's get serious.
Okay. I'm gonna try.
Rain in California has prompted mudslides, and they've had wildfires, they've had mudslides, and
they got high taxes.
But here's what's amazing to me. California avocado volume is going to be up significantly, even despite the weather issues.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because they cut off the water to their citizens. That's how it always works. Folks, you can't even drink water out of your own faucet, but the almonds, the grapes, and the avocados must live. The citizens perish, but we must save the avocados, the almonds, and the grapes.
I know. I was amazed with all the fires and all the flooding and all the mudslides and everything that's been going on. Actually, avocados, the volume is going to be up significantly.
And I don't understand the whole goddamn avocado thing. First, I think they suck. But, I mean, avocado, think about it. You're buying a membrane around a pit. That's all you're buying. You pay.
Yeah,
this thing weighs a pound. The thing weighs a pound, and you yield about 2 ounces out of the pound, and you're happy with that. Man, there's a thing. There's a name for that kind of thinking.
Don't you like avocados at all?
I hate avocados.
Guacamole?
I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Like
to me, it's a texture thing. It's like eating creamy snot.
green creamy snot.
Well, yeah, green creamy snot. It's gross. It's like the milk turned bad. Let's eat it.
All right. Health news. You want to talk about health news?
Yeah.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Now I know this health news is going to be just earth shattering, and it's going to just make you go, I can't believe that they actually came up with this. People with genes that put them at a high risk for obesity might benefit more from healthy eating.
Lord, please say it's not so. Oh, my goodness. That's earth-shattering. I'll give you earth-shattering on that one. That's something.
This is according to a study by the BMJ. Who the hell is the BMJ, by the way?
You don't even know who the president of that is?
No, who's the president of the BMJ?
That'd be this guy.
Researchers, now listen to this. This is going to be amazing here. Researchers analyzed the diet, lifestyle, and medical data of 14,000 people, finding participants who have the greatest genetic risk of obesity saw the greatest benefits when following a recommended diet.
Oh, my God.
I swear to you.
And how many millions of dollars is spent for this plethora of information?
I know. People actually spend money for these studies. All right.
And they wonder why. And they're wondering why I'm infatuated with Pikachu. Because it costs me less to be infatuated by Pikachu to find out that fat people, if they go on a diet, lose weight. It's incredible. It's incredible. News at 11.
All right. Now, you're going to like this story because you're a wingman. Restaurant. This is story number 6. Restaurant sold 1.1 billion servings of bone-in chicken wings in the last 12 months.
Dude, all right, wait. Before you even finish that, bone in wings. Okay. I have an issue with that to begin with. If you're just trying to sell me boneless wings, I want to see the avian that grew up with them, because that's a puddle of feathered meat on the ground. Boneless wings. Oh, I don't like that. I don't like the bone. Well, then don't eat a freaking animal.
Yep, there's nothing like a bone in chicken wing. But anyway,
yeah, I never had my bone in a chicken, but I'll tell you what, chicken comes with bones.
64% of the wing market consists of the bone-in chicken wings, according to the National Restaurant Organization. Sales of bone-in chicken wings rose 6%.
Bone-in.
While sales of boneless wings fell by the same percentage. So people are
boneless wings. Boneless wings.
Bone-in. Yes.
Boneless wings. Could you imagine if it was a metalless wing on an airplane?
1.1 billion servings.
Boneless wings. Chicken fingers. Chicken fingers. Okay. I get four. That's a big fucking chicken.
You know,
chicken
fingers.
What are you going to rename this stuff for? It's a boneless. There's a wing and there's a not wing. Boneless wings are a crock of crap.
I have to tell you two stories. First of all, I always wonder what happened to the boneless thumbs. They always sell boneless fingers, but they never sell boneless thumbs. But why?
Because chickens don't have prehensile toes.
My second wife, I had to think which wife it was. My second wife, we used to go to KFC, and we'd order the 8-piece chicken dinner. And every time we'd have the chicken dinner, there would be no wings. And I could not figure out why the hell there was no wings. She actually back then threw the wings away because she said, no one eats wings. So every time we would order the 8 or 12 piece, there would be no wings because she was throwing them in the trash.
Right.
She said nobody.
Is she still buried in the same place in the backyard or no?
Yep, she is.
Yep.
All right. we're bobbing on these stories. Story number 7. Okay.
What do you mean we? I didn't pick them.
By the way, Shake Shack. Did you know that Shake Shack is owned by an Italian company called Auto Grill? I didn't know.
Oh, isn't that special?
Anyway, Auto Grill, which is an Italian company which owns Shake Shack, is going to start opening locations of Shake Shack at airports and highways across the United States.
On highways. Oh, that should be interesting.
Highways.
Talk about fast food.
The move is part of Auto Grill's effort to combine popular food brands with its traditional coffee and sandwich cafes.
Great.
So you're going to start seeing Shake Shacks in an airport near you. I didn't know that Shake Shack was owned
You know what would be really horrible? You know what would be really, really horrible if Shake Shack had Michael J. Fox as their spokesman?
Oh, God, that was bad. Jeez.
He's really bad. He's really bad about it. He cannot steal tambourines. He's really, really bad at stealing tambourines.
Wow. You just lost about 30,000 listeners on that one. Okay.
That's fine.
McDonald's. Now,
it's Sunday night. We're all tired and we're all cranky.
Speaking of bone in, I got a bone in to pick with these people.
Oh, McDonald's. Good. You don't even know. Where are you putting your bone this time?
McDonald's is going to eliminate foam packaging by the end of the year 2018. Foam makes up 2% of McDonald's packaging by weight. 64% of McDonald's fiber-based packaging comes from certified, recycled cigarette.
And Monsanto takes up the other 96%.
And by the way, I don't like that because I sell foam for a living.
Good.
I have a bone to pick with them. You know, by the way, folks, foam is recyclable. Did you know that, John, that foam is recyclable?
Of course it is. I foam at the mouth all the time, and I put it in a soup can and drink it the next day.
nobody recycles it, but it is recyclable, and I think it gets a bum rap. And but anyway, McDonald's is getting rid of it.
No. It gets a foam wrap. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Okay, number nine. Jack in the Box. Have you ever been to a Jack in the Box,
God.
By the way? Have you ever been to a Jack in the Box?
I've been to a Hardee's.
Okay, well, Jack in the Box is considering, you're going to like this story, they're considering installing kiosks in all their restaurants because the minimum wage has gone up in California. Jack in the Box previously tested automated ordering technology, but the cost of installing the kiosks wasn't worth it. But now, since minimum wage is increasing, Jack in the Box is reconsidering the use of kiosks in all of their stores to cut down the cost of ordering in their restaurants.
And anybody who's surprised by this is a moron. This is the way it works, folks. Okay, my wife, she's an EMT, emergency medical technician. She makes $15 an hour. I go to Wendy's. And they can't make my burger right, but they want as much money as my wife makes for saving people's lives. This is why robotics come into play. Sorry, reality. Woohoo! Yeah.
Well, it's happening. Everybody wants $15 an hour, but you okay? Fine.
Everyone wants $15 an hour, and all you gotta do is make my burger right. Can't do that, but my wife will save your life. Yep, there you go.
Now, story number 10. Kohl's. You've heard of Kohl's. I think women buy.
I had one for last week. I had a really bad cold.
No, Kohl's. The store.
Oh, C O A L S. That's what I get in my stocking area.
No,
right.
No, K O H L. Kohl's.
Oh, that thing. Okay, yeah. I've never even been in one. I'll be honest with you. I've never even been in one.
Well, I think women do their fashion shopping at Kohl's. Anyway, Kohl's is looking into getting into groceries. They're going to start putting groceries in convenience stores along with their actual, I guess it's department stores. The plan calls for separate entrances to Kohl's, and the retailers will have interior walls separating the operation. The company hopes that grocery customers will drive their store visits for their department store.
Oh, good. So now they sell clothes, right?
Yeah.
So they're gonna pack the clothes with meat.
Yep, I guess so. No, they're gonna have.
And so you're gonna buy like Levi's that's like chock full of like chuck roasts.
Well, Walmart does it. So why doesn't? I mean, it makes sense that Kohl's would want to do it too.
Well, anybody can do it. Just the fact that I don't want to buy Levi's with meat.
I do it all the time. Okay.
That's
number
fine.
11.
You shop at strange places. There's a place. I don't even know. Still around Pink Pussycat in Manhattan. You should go visit.
Speaking of Walmart, they're increasing their starting wage for all their hourly employees to $11 an hour, and expanding their parental and maternity benefit. The changes are the result of benefits the company received from the federal tax code. And they're going to start passing it along to their employees. I think that's actually good.
I don't find a problem with that. That's the whole thing about the middle. I'm probably going to start a firestorm here, but whatever. We need ratings. It's kind of like okay, if you pay someone minimum wage. When I was like in high school, I got a minimum wage job. It was, I don't know, four something, five something an hour. Whatever. A minimum wage job is not something, it's not a career. So if you're like 40 or 50 something and you're taking a minimum wage job, you're begging, you're demanding $15 an hour, you might have wanted to make some better life choices.
You're going to get in trouble.
I'm going to get in trouble, but no, I'm being honest. I mean, really. I mean, I live in Jersey. I lived all over the friggin' place when Dad was in the service. But living in Jersey, you can't support yourself on minimum wage. Minimum wage is not to be able to support someone living in New Jersey having to pay, let's say, $1,000 minimum per month rent. You can't do it on minimum wage.
I agree.
Right. Well, that's my whole point. But people will get mad at me for just saying that because I'm stating the obvious.
If you would like to call in and argue with John, the number is 714-242.
Bring it.
5-2.
Oh, wait. Oh, look at that. Pokemon just showed up.
All right. Number 12. Lidl. Have you been to a Lidl store yet?
The hell's that?
It's a new supermarket chain, L-I-D-L. Anyway,
we have nothing like that near us.
Yeah, but wait till they come to your neighborhood, because Lidl stores can drive the prices of staple products to 55% lower at neighborhood chains, according to a study from the University of North Carolina.
Oh, so we're going to put the rest of the mom and pops out of business. So that's nice.
Yeah, researchers found that when a Lidl exerted intense competitive pressures on food retailers and trading areas, that it can cause the prices to drop as much as 55%.
Yeah.
And
so they basically, it becomes a company town. That's great.
And the effect, listen to this, the effect is actually 3 times greater than the effect of Walmart entering into a new market. Lidl is basically, well, I don't know how to describe Lidl, it's like a warehouse store, I guess. A mini warehouse store.
No, everybody needs to know the BJ.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Now.
Yes. Yes.
I'd rather be doing that than...
Humana.
Okay. Story number 13. Speaking of avocados.
Avocados suck. What else you got?
Speaking of avocados, we have a new player. A new player is entering the U.S. market this month, Colombia.
Lithuania.
Now
I'm going
to start selling avocados in the United States. They just got approved.
Who is?
Colombia. So you now
Colombia.
Can get Colombian avocados, yes. And
are there smaller
to
ones? Because that'd be a can you, what do you mean, my little friend?
According to this story, that when the Colombian avocados enter the market, it could push prices of avocados down as much as 20%. So there you go.
Wow, that makes me really happy. I'll have to buy 20% less than I already don't.
Okay, yes, I know. All right, health news, we're 14. Did you know there was an E. coli outbreak in Canada when it came to lettuce? I didn't know this.
Kick off.
According to Canadian officials, an E. coli outbreak that happened last month is linked to romaine lettuce and appeared to be happening all throughout the United States. But the United States has argued that E. coli threat is still going on from Canada, but Canada says no, they have fixed the problem.
No, they haven't, because Chipotle hasn't stopped sending Canada the romaine lettuce.
According to CDC and the FDA, the leafy greens are a likely culprit of the outbreak, and officials have yet to determine the specific source of the contaminated vegetables. Therefore, CDC and the FDA have still halted Canadian romaine lettuce to be shipped to the United States. I didn't know this was even going on. But
so Canada was the one that put Chipotle out of business. Okay, I get it now. That makes sense.
No, this is after the fact, but Canada's got a problem with E. coli in their lettuce, so they're not allowed to ship lettuce to America. Actually, no.
Even if they did, you can always tell the lettuce that from Canada, the romaine lettuce, if you know how to do that, right? You can tell Canadian lettuce from American lettuce. That's easy.
How's that?
If you go up to the both lettuces, you lose side by side. There's romaine. The romaine is a romaine section, right? You go, coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. Inevitably, the Canadian romaine lettuce cannot just be quiet. It has to go, coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. The one that does not do that is American romaine. So we are good.
Is that right? Okay.
Yep. It is. It's absolutely true. News at 11.
All right, this is something I did not know. Story number 15. Did you realize there is no Carl's Jr. or Hardee's in New York City?
Oh, okay, great.
Well, this is, I find it weird. After all these years, you would have thought New York City would have had a Carl's Jr. or a Hardee's. But
No.
What? That's what it says here.
It's not going to happen.
It says CKE Restaurants Holding is opening its first New York City Carl's Jr. location on Coney Island. And a second restaurant is will be opening later in 2018 in Manhattan. I would have thought by now those people would have had those restaurants in New York.
No.
It is. Yes, it is. It's happening. Hey,
it is happening.
NBC reported it. It must be true.
Oh, it's got to be true. Yeah, yeah. The no bullshit cinema. Yeah, NBC. Yeah, no bullshit. Yep, yep, yep. Stolen.
All right.
Nope, another Pokemon.
These stories suck today. Story number 16.
Yeah, it took you 5 weeks to find these stories?
No, this is the most recent one, but they suck. Who's responsible for getting these damn stories? Okay, number 16.
Don't look at me. I just got over being sick.
The new federal tax law allows farmers to claim up to 20% deduction on all payments received on sales to cooperatives. There is no comparable deduction for private. Oh, yeah, I think that's cool. So Donald Trump allowed farmers to deduct a 20% have a 20% deduction for payments received on sales to cooperatives. These are freaking boring stories. I'm gonna have to talk to the newsroom.
What do you mean the toilet? And you're sitting on there like, oh, this was like, oh, rip out this page. I'm gonna rip out this. We're gonna kill them this Sunday. Oh, they're gonna know what the hell. They don't want to come out with these freaking stories. No, dude, you gotta stop drinking before you pick the news.
No, I actually know somebody who picks these stories out for the show. What the hell
kill
are
them.
You thinking to? I'm looking ahead here. There's not a damn good.
Wait, how does that go? You're fired. You're fired.
Okay.
Now these are bad. Normally you got a couple of duds in there, but dude, I'll tell you what, this is capital D crap.
Story number 17. This is bullshit. Okay, British.
I mean, I'm having a hard time coming up with a zinger on these because it sucked to begin with.
Speaking of British shoppers, by the way, we need to mention our sponsor.
You know what? I've been promoting that guy, good old Fogarty. I've been promoting Fogarty on Facebook. He seems to have a pretty decent following.
He has an excellent following. It is an excellent product. Fogarty Charcoal Ovens, by the way, if you would like to check it out.
The real deal.
There's a link here on our website. It's fogartycharcoalovens.co.uk.
Yes.
It is a great product. He's a great guy.
And every time you buy one of his grills, it's one step closer to getting out of his mom's flat.
He actually said he's going to try to listen tonight. It's like 2 a.m. over there, and he said, please do not wake up Mom. Mom. So,
Mom,
if you're listening, Mr. Fogarty, John Fogarty, don't wake up Mom. But check out his Fogarty ovens. They're really cool. Charcoal
ovens. They really are cool, guys. No, these things are something special. And they're all handmade. The guy puts his heart into his work. You can tell just by go to his Facebook site. It's really, really kind of cool. And he's got a very good following. And I'll tell you what, he's got to get out of living with Mom. He's a little too old for this. Just get him out of the flat. Get one of his grills. Get him the hell out of the house. All right. That's how it works.
Speaking of British shopping, check out his website, by the way. British shoppers should see the price and pace of their rising food prices start to slow down in the next 6 to 9 months, according to Sainsbury's CEO. Sainsbury is a big supermarket over in Britain. Supermarkets are over the hump of food price inflation caused by the drop in the value of the pound after the Brexit vote. These stories suck. Jesus.
Yeah, the pound went down. Now it's only 14 ounces. It's like, oh, God, really? Who's next? Good Lord,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Story number 18. I'm firing the person who did this. All right, story 18.
I want to meet him first.
Now this story, okay, this one's a pretty good story. Postmates.
Oh, great.
Postmates. You ever heard of Postmates? They're partnering with Ford Motor Company. Expand
who?
Ford Motor Company to expand.
No,
driver.
Post who?
Postmates. That's what it's called. Postmates.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's a company that's delivering food. They're expanding its driverless delivery experiment beyond pizza.
Oh, great.
The company will team up on a pilot program.
Hi, my name is Dick. I deliver sausage.
The company will team up on a pilot program which will use human drivers to help Ford better understand how an autonomous delivery system will work. Specifically with customers.
Wait. They're using human drivers? They're using human drivers? Why don't we go to the wildlife? It'll be much more exciting.
But get this, they're going to do a study.
The possum driving the Prius. It looks like normal.
They're going to try to figure out what customers will do because customers now have to walk out and fetch the orders themselves.
Oh my God. Oh my God, heart be still. Oh, my God. And I bet you they're not wearing leopard print like they would be in Walmart.
I mean, can you imagine your pizza shows up in your driveway and you have to walk outside to get it out of the
vehicle? Oh, my God. Because there's a possum driving the car.
Yeah, they're doing a study to figure out how to eliminate that issue.
Honey, at least they got the marsupials driving at night. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't believe how lazy people are getting now. They're actually going to
I can't believe how bad these stories are.
Driverless cars bringing your pizza to your house, and then they're worried about you having to walk out on your driveway to get this pizza out of the driverless car. And then
well, you're not supposed to walk on your driveway. That'd be a walkway. It's a driveway, for God damn it. No, come on, get it right.
Number 19.
These stories are horrible.
These are horrible. Number 19. Now,
not
this,
one
this
good
one
Monsanto story yet.
Well, this one's funny. You're going to like this one.
Okay.
This is going to be called my gluten-free story. This is the best story in the
world. Oh, I love gluten stories. All right, shoot. Oh, I love these. Yeah.
You ready? This is a great one. This should have been story number one. Avoiding gluten is not healthy for people without celiac disease, according to a study. A study of over 100,000 people over the last 30 years found avoiding gluten did not result in better heart health. While other research found gluten reduces levels of triglycerides in the blood, it does decrease the risk of heart disease. But a third study found lower gluten intake may be associated with a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So all
I have also found being gluten free more likely you're all of a sudden going to find yourself with a dog in your purse. Becoming gluten free, if you're not a celiac, means you want to join the club of somebody who wants to complain.
Well, all those people who think that they're doing something good for their health, you're not, according to this study.
How do you know someone is gluten intolerant? In quotes. Don't worry about it. They'll tell you. It's just, good God, what other club can I join? Because I want to be part of something, even though what I'm part of is nonsensical because gluten only affects celiacs who may die because they ate gluten. If you're not a celiac, you are not gluten intolerant. If you're intolerant of gluten, then you have an issue.
I mean, you go to the supermarkets now, they have complete full aisles of gluten-free products.
It's because they can charge more for it, and what gets me, gluten-free bread. Well, what's this? Gluten-free gluten. You know, it's going to happen. It'll be right next to the asparagus water in Whole Foods. Gluten-free gluten. Get your gluten without the gluten. Yeah, look at it. It's an empty bag, but you'll buy it because it's an old paycheck.
Folks. I'm not making this up. It says if you're avoiding gluten because you think it's making your health better, it's not true.
It's not true.
100,000 people for the last 30 years and found it doesn't work. Unless you have celiac. Now, celiac disease is a real disease. So
that's a real disease. You can die because you ate gluten. Because you think that you want to be able to spout off your internal wisdom out of your butt and tell everybody that you're gluten intolerant, and what is that? What happens if you eat gluten? I explode. Well, then here's some. Let me see you do it. Let me see you do it. I've never seen a human explode. Here, have some gluten.
I do have a question for you. Is DEFCON sauces gluten? Are they gluten free?
Yeah, actually they are. And I got one woman, I think we discussed this 5 weeks ago on the last show, about the fact that
I did it
at one of the markets, the high maintenance wench with the dog in her purse, and listen to me, pumps. She stand in front of me. I convinced her that chicken had gluten, and it wasn't the wing sauce, it was the chicken. She walked away with this Cliff Clavin knowledge. I wish I was the person sitting a little fly in a wall when she expounded her virtuous wordage that she heard from some dude who confused her and she believed him at the last farmer's market about chickens are filled with gluten. That would have been wonderful to hear.
I had a similar situation about my panko, which, by the way, is breadcrumbs. They're Japanese breadcrumbs. And I had a lady ask me, are they gluten-free? No!
Sure they are. There's no gluten between the panko flakes. Between them. And
no,
she'll go and she'll cook with them. No, Frank. She tell between the pankos, there's no gluten. And you can. This is a selling point, Frank. She's gonna go home. She's going to cook. She's going to love them because actually not that bad. She's going to eat the panko flakes, the panko. She's gonna eat the panko. And she's gonna come back to you saying, "My God, you're absolutely right." Maggie's up to going panko. She's gonna eat the panko, and she's gonna come back saying, "You're absolutely right. There is no gluten between the pankos."
Well,
you solved your own problem. You have gluten free between pankos.
She said to me, "When you have gluten free breadcrumbs, let me know and I'll buy some." I said, "Okay, let me take your number."
Right. Tell her there's one gluten free panko per thing. It comes in a 1 pound container. It's called a brick. There you go. Buy a brick.
Air.
It's between the panko. The gluten between the panko is what puts on the weight. Oh God. Gluten free people, they're amazing people. The gluten free people are they amaze me. They really, really amaze me because they are in your face about the fact they're gluten intolerant. Well, I'm intolerant of dumb people.
Are you done?
Because I'm going to make you say something at your next party that you think I told you the truth on, and you're going to look like a total freaking moron.
Yep. Oh, well.
Oh.
I'm working on that gluten-free.
Wait, hold on a second. Hey, Margaret? Panko? There is Maggie. What the hell's a panko?
All right. Story number 20.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready? Story number 2.
Oh, yeah.
President Trump. We're going to get political here for a second.
Which is fine.
President Trump, he told farmers he supports crop insurance at the American Farm Bureau's annual convention, signaling a shift.
He's the first president to go there, I think, ever.
I know. Signaling a shift from proposal to shrink insurance programs, the president noted that Congress would include subsidies for crop insurance premiums in an upcoming farm bill. I say bravo to Mr. Trump.
As do I. I'll tell you what. Everybody poo-poos the farmer like, he's sitting around their ass. Fuck you. They sit around their asses. Okay. Why? Okay. Farmers still. Okay, good. Daylight savings time was for the farmers because they could harvest their crops for longer. That's why we made that. Okay. Farmers put foods in your freaking mouths. Some of the foods may have gluten. Some don't. They're farmers, for God's sake. Treat them right. The subsidies got a little bit out of control for like the past 10, 15, 20 years, have gotten out of control. The subsidies, because they'll pay you not to farm, which is wrong.
I agree.
That's wrong. But if you farm every year, well, then they need subsidies to basically keep the soil proper without Monsanto. No Monsanto. But I don't have a problem. The president reaching out to farmers. I don't have a problem with this. I have no problem whatsoever. I think farmers.
I don't
farmers.
Know.
If there's no farmers, we don't freaking eat. And you got some hoity-toity like whatever living in the middle of a huge city like that doesn't know what a blade of grass is, complaining about Trump's evil because he's talking to farmers. If it wasn't a farmer's pal, you wouldn't be able to walk down to your freaking bodega and buy a loaf of bread with gluten in it. Still don't even charge extra for gluten. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Story
see, they don't charge extra for gluten, but they charge extra if it's not in it. Figure that one out.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Story number 21. The cost of shipping lettuce is getting higher. If you ship from Boston to California, the price
why am I
of
shipping lettuce
has gone up 25%.
Why am I shipping lettuce?
I'm just saying, if you're in the lettuce business, it
well,
used
if
to
you're
be,
shipping lettuce it, and it's costing too much, don't ship lettuce.
It
ship
was
your
costing
neighbor.
$8,300 to $8,600 per truckload for the shipping of lettuce, and it has gone as high as $10,000. And the question you should ask me is, why is it going up higher? Well, that you know that bomb cyclone we had with all the snow and
yeah.
all the winter storm that we had up in the Northeast? It cost...
It got really fucked up around here. It really did.
It did. It caused the trucking prices to go up as much as 26% from $8,300 to $10,000 to ship lettuce from New Jersey all the way to California.
In the middle of a winter nor'easter. Yes, yes, yes.
What that means is the cost of your salad is going to go up in the next couple of months.
So who's going to be tossing whose salad on that one?
I don't know. Jesus, these are bad stories. These are bad stories. Okay.
Your story finder sucks.
Story number 22. Let me see what this was about. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Wisconsin has lost 500 dairy farms in the year 2017.
What do you mean they lost them? What, they were taken away? They disappeared? It's aliens, dude? I mean, where are we going with this?
The state's dairy numbers have dropped more than 20% since 2012, resulting in 8,800 dairy herds licensed in the state versus... What the hell? This story doesn't even make sense.
Well, it's Wisconsin.
I swear I'm firing this person. Hey!
Yeah, I think you should. Wait,
you're
oh,
not doing
oh
the
they're
stories.
In the same house?
You're not doing the stories anymore. No.
Who? Wait. Put that person on the phone.
No, they're crying.
They're crying good. I'll make the tears salty. Put them on the phone.
Come here. No, you need to come on the radio because these stories you gave me are stupid.
Put her on the phone. On the phone.
Hold on. Come here. No. All
no,
crying.
I'm not coming
all
there.
I
heard about that
DEF CON
guy. He's a jerk.
Story number 23. I mean, what the hell? Why would you have a story about the dairy farmers
Wisconsin.
Going out of business in Wisconsin? Who the hell cares other than the people in Wisconsin? The door just slammed. Did you hear the door slam?
No, I didn't, but I felt the wind of it. Oh, that was you farting. I don't know, whatever it was.
All right, story number 23. Jesus, I'm going to start reading these things before the show. Okay, a Mediterranean
It's always a good thing to do. That's really good, Frank.
I took a nap. I decided to take a nap before the show. And
for
usually
a week.
I go over this stuff, and I thought, no, you know, the stories are usually pretty good. I'll just wing it.
You did good with that one. Yeah, you pulled that one off.
Story number 23, a Mediterranean diet may reduce the risk of frailty in older individuals. Well, this is a story for you, John.
I'm frail. I'm definitely frail. I'm gonna fall over tomorrow and bust my head open. Yeah, because I'm frail.
According to the Journal, the American How do you say that word?
You were good the first time.
Okay. The Old People Society. Research and analyzed studies involving 5,789 people over the age of 60 found that those
5,789 people. We couldn't go for 5,780. No, because that one died. These old people were doing. They tend to keel off while we're doing a report.
They found out that those who followed a Mediterranean diet maintained higher muscle strength, weight, and actively.
That's because they're rowing the boat.
They're following a Mediterranean vessel.
Of course, their strength is up. They're rowing a boat.
I'm not getting sex tonight. I'm not going to get sex tonight.
Okay, we're learning more and more tidbits as we go along on this show, folks. This is great. First, he conscripts his lady friend to just give me some really funny articles, and she has a really bad sense of humor, so she gives him this stuff, and now all of a sudden I got to worry about the fact that she picked out the bad stories. He ain't getting laid. This is great.
Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, let's see what this story is about. I like Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, that's got levity to begin with, but...
Yeah. They're trimming the size of their menu by 10% and eliminating...
So, less paperweight.
They can eliminate items such as smoothies, afternoon sandwiches, flatbread, some muffins, bagels and cream cheese varieties. The effort is to offer faster food and more accurate service, and they'll be launching the new menu in New England and New York State starting in February. So,
more accurate service. So the guy has a problem reaching for a smoothie and reaching for a bagel cream cheese.
But man, that toasted almond
is out of here, man. I mean, he can reach for that faster, that speed shit up. You kidding me?
You know, I have to admit, I think I told this story before. I went to a Dunkin' Donuts at an airport. I think it was in Charlotte.
Why would you do that? I'll tell you why.
The Burger King line was like 6 miles long. The McDonald's line was like 12 miles long. The Wendy's line was
That's because in Burger King, when they hand you a menu, it's to serve man.
And then I get to Dunkin' Donuts, and there's like three people in line. I thought, well, they've got sandwiches. I'm hungry.
Let me go to a restaurant where nobody's there, and that must be a good one. Yeah, that'll work.
But my point was their sandwiches were good, and now they're going to eliminate the sandwiches and flatbreads off of their menu.
Afternoon sandwiches. You know why they didn't sell off? Because people work.
Okay, story number 25. Oh, boy.
Wow, let me read this before I even read it.
What's that?
A health benefits of bubble wrap? I mean, where are we going with this?
Okay.
Wow, that was a good one. That had extra syllables. I heard that. It's that mixture of damn syllables.
I don't even know how to even read this. Number 25, there is no number 25 because I'm texting that out. It's pathetic. Okay, number 26.
XXVI,
yes,
folks.
I'm being told it's very difficult to find story. Okay, Robomart.
Robomart. Oh, there's somewhere
Robomart.
I want to shop. Metal, half off.
Robomart is developing a mobile grocery store system to autonomously deliver groceries to customers without the need of ordering.
Because it's Robomart. They know what you want.
Oh my God.
You will be delivering
yes.
what you think you want and don't even know it yet.
Well, listen to this. Now, this is a good story. Retailers will license this platform from Robomart, and it includes an autonomous vehicle, and the interiors will come equipped with either a refrigeration or heating system to mimic different sections of the grocery aisle. Grocers and other retailers who license the technology would retain all customers' purchase information, and it will allow them to deliver things to you without even ordering it. So this thing's going to show up. I guess it's like a supermarket on wheels.
Can you say lazy? Can you say these are the people that think they look good in tiger print spandex at Walmart? Are you kidding me?
Robo-Mart. That sounds like...
You don't even have to shop because we know what you already want.
The store shows up at you.
What the hell is a Robo Mart?
Robo Mart.
That's classic. Oh my God. I'm going down to Robo Mart. Now we need a new son.
No.
They said they can build it. He'll be ready in 20 minutes.
You ain't even going to
check on the oil.
You don't have to go to Robo-Mart. It's coming to you. You just sit back, and Robo-Mart shows up at your door. And it
isn't that special? we know you're thinking about going shopping, so we're in your old driveway, and you can't leave until you buy something we know you already need.
Story number 27. God, these are awful.
XXVII,
okay.
Yes.
Yes, frigid temperatures combined with unusually low tides, which, by the way, there is an unusual low tide today out in front of my house. I mean, it's nothing but mud out there right now. Speaking of tide.
Have you seen the new thing going around now where kids are eating Tide Pods, the things you throw into the washing machine? Have you seen this?
No.
Dude, have you? Now, this is a story. These kids are eating Tide Pods. It's like, that looks good. I'm under the sink. Let me have some Cascade. I need some Cascade. Put a piece of that between my chicken gum. What the hell? Kids are eating Tide Pods, dude. And they're proud of it. It's like, that's a good one.
Why?
That's a good question. It's a really good question. They're doing it. Now, these are the stories that have to be known by the populace. Kids are eating Tide Pods. Now, these may be the ones that live in their parents' basement and they're 49 years old. I do not know. I did not do the inherent.
Hold on, how old are you? Where do you live?
John,
hold on a second. Why didn't you get the story about the Tide Pods? People eating Tide Pods. That's the kind of stories we're supposed to have for the radio show.
Yes! You are a yes!
Okay. Wow. Okay.
You know, it looks like a funny-ass movie we're going to see. Me and Maggie are going to see Peter Rabbit. That looks like a funny-ass movie.
Peter Rabbit?
Yeah. He's got a blue shirt on. Don't die. You leave Peter Rabbit out of this, pal. All right. Yeah, I know you don't like rabbits. I do. Don't fuck with rabbits.
Let me go back to the frigid temperatures and the low tides are causing a problem for Maryland oysters. Farm-raised oysters can die when exposed to cold air for prolonged periods of time, and there's going to be.
And humans die on the moon. This is stuff that we all knew.
I know. And you come up with a story about people eating Tide Pods. I can't believe
it. Dude, it's true. There's video. You got to watch the videos. They're on YouTube. You got to watch the videos. These kids are freaking morons. They're freaking morons. Okay, oysters die when it gets really cold out and they got no water. And humans die on the moon. That's easy. Kids are eating Tide Pods.
What does it do for them?
Maybe they're gluten free. I don't know.
Tide, I gotta check that out.
Well, Tide Pods. I imagine they're vegan. I mean, I don't think any plants are harmed in the making of that.
Number 28.
XXVIII.
Eating food with choline content during pregnancy can offer children cognitive benefits, according to a study by the Journal of Federation of American Societies. Researchers found women who ate more choline, which is found in egg yolks, lean red meat, fish, poultry, legumes, nuts, and some vegetables had infants with better motor responses and information processing speed, according to
any woman who eats nuts is aces in my book.
Oh my God, those stories!
Dude, this is like shop. Wow, this is like shopping for food at Barnes and Noble.
No, it's like shopping for food at RoboMart. From now on,
yes!
From now on, I'm doing the stories. Oh, wow. Okay. Anybody want to call in? 714-242-5272 if you got anything to say, if you're still with us after those dynamic food stories.
Yeah, those were pretty bad. That was painful. That really was painful.
Oh, we have a caller. Okay, let's see who's calling.
This should be good.
This is the Gray and Ideas radio show with all the great stories. Who's calling?
Oh, the bells and whistles.
Hello. I did find you a gluten-free panko.
What?
Gluten-free panko? They make it?
Yes, Ian's. Yep. It's available online.
No shit. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Ian's, trust made simple. No wheat gluten, no milk, no casein, no eggs, no nuts, no soy, no preservatives.
So you're basically buying an empty box. You shake it out and pretend it's panko.
I think the bag's empty. Exactly.
Right. It's resealable, though, but it's a resealable bag. That's a selling point.
I wonder how much it is. Let's look. But I did hear the Pod's Pie story, so, boy, Frank, you really screwed up there.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. No, I'll tell you, the Tide Pods, dude, now that's a story. Videos of the kids eating these things. It's crazy.
Right. No, here's Bob's Red Mill, gluten-free oh, that's flour. Excuse me. Back to the gluten. They're not giving me a price for them. This
is personally, I'm a glutton for gluten. Give me more gluten.
back to the gluten-free breadcrumbs. Panko, are you serious? They have that?
I am. I'm looking online. Right. Yep. This nutritional
Well, what's it made
fact.
Out of? What's it made out of? It can't be breadcrumbs.
We have oxygen.
9 grams of fat, 4 grams of carbs, 4 grams of protein. It doesn't tell you what it's made out of. Rice flour, xanthan gum, salt, lebanon, canola oil, sugar, yeast, and ascorbic acid.
That sounds horrible. The guy shot a seed into a bag and he's trying to sell it.
I just figured it out. I just figured it out. McDonald's is getting rid of their foam and they're making gluten-free panko out of it.
Yes! There it is!
I'll save all my foam for you and ship it to Maryland just for you.
I like her. She could probably find you better stories than the one upstairs, Frank.
Oh, no. Don't go there.
I'll tell you what. I mean, no, the stories he's telling tonight, I've heard better stories at Woolworths, so they've been gone for 20 years.
Well, I felt bad for y'all, so I thought I'd give you a holler.
Well, thank you very much. That was actually the most exciting part of the show.
can I get a warm Slurpee? Yeah, I got your warm Slurpee right here. Oh, my Lord.
All right, well, thanks for that info.
All right. Well,
thank you, Nolan.
I'll get my Grillion's mug out and toast you guys, all right?
Nice.
Take care.
All right, Frank. Bye, John.
See you later, darling. Now, see, folks, that is our audience. We have awesome people as listeners. Be one of them. Call
wow.
us. Let us know how awesome you are.
Wow. I'm in trouble, by the way, over here.
Whatever, man.
Whatever.
You can't have the guy who cuts the trees be your editor. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Does anybody else want to call in? Because we're almost out of time. 714-242-5272.
My, how time flies when you got bad stories.
I'm having fun. All right. Got anything else you want to add, John? Because nobody else is calling.
I've always got something to add. You kidding me? I like pissing everybody off. All right. Now, 30% off all DEF CON wing sauces, dry rubs, horseradishes, even the jerkies are 30% off. Not me. I'm full price. But all the jerkies and hot sticks are 30% off as well. They'll be going on that way all week. It's our 14th annual Super Bowl sale. Take advantage of it, damn it.
That was a great ad, by the way. And also, Fogarty Ovens, charcoal ovens.
Yep.
You can see the link here. It's a great
product. Get the man out of his mom's house.
Get him out of mom's house. He's trying to get these Fogarty Ovens over here to the United States, and we're trying to help him out. Go check it out. It is a great product. And I guess we got nothing else unless you want to add anything else. We're done.
Every grill sold is one step out of the flat.
Yeah, yes it is. All right, folks, join us again next Sunday at 9 p.m. where we'll have riveting stories, food stories.
Riveting stories. We're not going to be talking about rivets this time. Maybe we'll get some good ones. We'll talk about the screws.
I have never struggled so much. I mean, it's like every damn story sucked. There was two good stories out of 28.
Well, hey.
Okay.
Like I said, when you hire the carpenter as an editor, you get what you get.
You'll
never work on your wood.
If not, you can sign off because I'm done. I'm in trouble and I will be sleeping in the doghouse.
I want a video.
Okay. Join us again, John. This is where you're supposed to say your famous line, so I can hit the button.
Oh yeah! Next weekend, folks, it will be epic, because it can't not be. All right, now, same bat time, same bat channel. Next Sunday, Sunday at 9:00 p.m. The dynamic duo will be back on the air, raping your ears, and hopefully with some better stories.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Big B, Moonshine Man, Suburban Rebecca. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Rolling down the 15 full speed, splitting these lanes. I got the common vote thinking that I'm going insane. True outlaw, think I'm lying, just Google the name. Since 2006, me and Durpo were rocking this outlaw shit, and they can't stand it. 2011, now I'm back with the Moonshine Bandit. It's that country hip hop with this white trash renegade. Staying real motherfuckers till they put us in the grave. Pistol in my pocket, now it's straight at your door. You're the type of kid that should've just left it alone. We stay whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck, you must be mistaken. B.I.G. capital B, the rest is history. Outlaw, motherfucker, I'm a whiskey drinking S.O.B. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm over 1%. Patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go. And some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating. A different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck
stays blue. Hey, three knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops for my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time. I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. My toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. It's the Midnight Rider. Call me Baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representative. The Midnight Rider, a shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker, I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, because I'm a whiskey.